Hey there, foreign and domestic tourists in the Big Apple. There are lots of great sites to visit in New York City. The Empire State Building, Central Park, Statue of Liberty. Or you could check out a super fun site. Regular contributor Alina Simone has our story.
It is a beautiful summer morning, and I'm standing at the top of a gentle rise at the border of Brooklyn and Queens, gazing down at the placid water below. Only, I'm not lying on a beach towel, curling my toes into the warm sand. In fact, I've been instructed to wear closed-toed shoes.
The bottom of the creek is covered in a 15 to 20-foot thick layer of a material that we refer to as black mayonnaise. It has the consistency of mayo, it smells of petroleum, and it's a composite of 150 years of industrial waste, human excrement, petroleum residue, and coal tar.
This is Mitch Waxman. And you could call this the Unbeach. For 4 years, Waxman has been leading a tour called The Poison Cauldron, showcasing one of New York City's most toxic landmarks, Newtown Creek. It's not some do-gooder thing, either. The crowd here today is mostly young and tattooed. They're fans of a form of fun-seeking somewhere between urban exploration and dark tourism, though Waxman offers a different name for it.
There's some who just come out for the pure old thrill of being able to say that they visited a super fun site on the weekend. The hip kids have started calling it super fun without the D.
I prefer the name anti-tourism. For people like me, who'd rather stake out an abandoned subway tunnel than take a selfie in front of the Eiffel Tower any day, my tourmates let me know I'm not alone. Sam Poucher is visiting New York from Sydney, Australia for the first time. He planned his entire month-long vacation around excursions like this one.
I think you can learn more about a city by learning about the dodgy history, the dirty stuff, the stuff that the city doesn't want you to necessarily know about.
I agree with Sam. I mean, falling in love with a city is kind of like falling in love with a person. It's not about the perfect hair or white stripped teeth, but what goes on under the hood. In this case, literally.
If you flush a toilet anywhere below 79th Street in Manhattan, it comes to the sewer plant in Greenpoint.
Yeah, I know you guys can hear our tour, but I really wish you could smell it. Maybe taking the subway to your local waste transfer station isn't your idea of a vacation. Maybe for you, summer means an exotic getaway to a foreign land. Then you might consider relaxing in a rogue nation with Young Pioneer Tours, the Beijing-based travel agency whose motto is Group Tours for People Who Hate Group Tours. Gareth Johnson is the founder, and he says his clients are people who want to judge a place for themselves.
These are people that want to see real life. Two places, for example, that we go are North Korea and Iran, two places that are absolutely vilified in the media. And people want to go there and see which bits are true and which bits aren't.
One bit that is true, several American tourists have been detained there in recent months for doing things like leaving a Bible in a bathroom. Gareth insists it's perfectly safe, as long as you respect the laws and the customs.
For example, we go and visit the statues, and we're required to bow. If people don't want to bow, they're allowed to wait on the bus and stuff like that. But it's about not showing disrespect.
Young Pioneer has taken respectful thrill seekers to taboo destinations like the breakaway state of Transnistria and the abandoned ghost cities of Inner Mongolia. And they have big plans for the future. Recently, Gareth found a list of the 25 least visited countries in the world and thought, there's gold in them thar hills.
The bottom one, it's either Tuvalu or Nauru. I can't remember. I mean, and there's nothing much going on there. But it would be like, yeah, I visited the least visited country in the world.
For now, I'm content to be an armchair traveler when it comes to Nauru, which mostly consists of a giant phosphate mine, by the way. I mean, there's still so much to see so close to home.
And we are standing right now, ground zero, on the second largest oil spill in the United States.
Who needs the beach, right? For the world, this is Alina Simone from Brooklyn.